This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
It is our great pleasure to welcome Dr. Scott Morgan to the program. Doctor, thank you for being with us today. Urology is a fascinating thing to me. How did you know when you were going into a career that's the specific area of medicine that you wanted to get into?
Well, that's a very good question. And actually, I grew up in central Illinois and originally thought I would be a family practitioner, but once I was into my training and started to do some surgical procedures, I realized that urology was my calling. It's just a very fun and exciting profession. We have a lot of instruments that are kind of interesting to work with, and it's just turned out to be a fantastic decision for me.
Yeah, is there a shortage? I remember having a conversation with a urologist many years ago that for some reason that field, that we lack urologists. I mean, is there a shortage?
There is a shortage, and it's getting more and more each year. We only take about 230 to 250 residents per year across the country, and that's spread out very thin, and more urologists are retiring, and there's more that are retiring than coming in, so it is a very special need across the country.
Okay, and how did you get involved with Springfield Clinic?
So I joined the Springfield Clinic January 1st. Again, I grew up in central Illinois, and I've been practicing for over 20 years, and I was in the Bloomington market, and a very good friend of mine, my medical school roommate, is a Springfield Clinic physician, and he called me up and said, we're looking for urology, and we have a very dire need in the Decatur market, and wanted to know if I was interested.
Okay, and you're located at Lake Shore, correct?
Correct. I'm at the 1750 building at Lake Shore Drive, which is attached to the St. Mary's Hospital.
Okay, can I ask you about, I've never had to deal with kidney stones, but I understand it's an incredibly painful thing, and a lot of people do. How common are they?
So stones are very common. About 1 in 11 people in the United States will get a stone in their lifetime. So that's just under 10% of us. And it's about 3 times more common in men than women. But that margin is shrinking with each decade.
What causes it?
And there are several causes. Primarily, it's dehydration as the number one cause. If you can do anything for a preventative standpoint, increasing your hydration will help. But other causes would include certain foods that are high in specific minerals. There's a mineral called oxalate, which is found in dark beverages such as coffee and colas, which we like. It's in chocolates and nuts and several healthy things such as spinach and berries. Also, foods that are high in sodium or processed foods, deli meats, fast foods, canned foods that have a lot of sodium, that sodium in our diet forces the kidney to eliminate calcium, and then we have calcium-containing stones, and that's the most common in the United States. But the other factor that we don't often think of is certain medications or medical diseases tend to increase this mineral output, which then leads to stone formation.
Okay, and what are the symptoms?
So the number one symptom would be severe back or flank pain. It comes and goes. It'll bring you to your knees. Most patients that I've discussed this with tend to relate it to a female having a child and going through, labor pains. It's often associated with some blood in your urine or significant nausea or vomiting.
And what about treatments that are available today, and how much of that is done as an outpatient service?
So the vast majority, maybe 90%+, is done as an outpatient. Several different treatments, and that is decided based on the size of the stone, the location of the stone, how much obstruction the stone is causing to the particular patient. But probably the number one treatment is something called lithotripsy or external shockwave lithotripsy. The other ones would be where we take very tiny scopes about the size of an ink cartridge and go up that drainage tube from the kidney. That's called the ureter. And we'll either basket the stone and pull it out or use a very tiny laser fiber to melt the stone away. But it's important to remember that stones that are very small, although they can create significant blockage and pain, about 80% of them could pass on their own with appropriate treatments and hydration and things like that.
Okay, I asked you why they happen, but what are some tips that you can give folks about trying to prevent them from happening?
Yeah, so, you know, after you experience a stone, the number one question that we get is, how can I prevent this in the future? And it's very important. So there are a couple of tests that we can run. There's some specific blood tests. There's a 24-hour urine collection. Those things will tell us what's going on metabolically in your body and what can we do to adjust that. So when we do these things, we'll then go over counseling with the patient regarding their level of hydration. How can we adjust their diet to decrease particular minerals in their urine? What needs to be done regarding adjusting or altering their medications? So all of these things can be done from a preventative standpoint to prevent stones in the future. But probably the most important thing you could do is increase your hydration, decrease your processed foods intake, and another thing that we urologists term as lemonade therapy is if you increase something called citric acid, which is found in lemons or lemon juice, if you increase that in your diet, you tend to keep these minerals from sticking together so they don't form a stone in the first place.
That's fascinating. Dr. Morgan, we really appreciate it. Thank you for being with us today. Springfield Clinic there at the Lakeshore location.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.